Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swan.
Just call me Swanee.
Tiger style. Tiger style.
Finally, Clemson Sports Talk has come back to Drive Time. Hello, everybody. Lawton Swan back in the saddle. Once again, it is the show that shakes the Southland. Clemson Sports Talk for you each and every afternoon. As you make your way around the great state of South Carolina and beyond, listening to us on incredible radio stations like Fox Sports Radio 1400 the Midlands, heard around the world on the iHeart Radio application. Happy Tuesday. Gonna be tough for me to continue to say Tuesday here, as we were off yesterday. Hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Big news out of Tiger Town today with a change at the top of the Clemson baseball program. We'll talk about that coming up here on the show. 803-450-0086. 803-450-0086. Let us know, what are your thoughts on the change? The right move? Not the right move? We will put that out over on social media and actually put that out just a few minutes before the program. But want to get your thoughts on that news and much more, as Monty Lee will not return as the head coach at Clemson for the 2023 season. Monty Lee out in Tigertown. 803-450-0086. And again, on Twitter, at Clemson Sports, you can react to the news. I think, you know, for me, I did hope to see Monty Lee get another crack at it in Clemson. And part of that, as you are probably aware at this point, comes down to the fact that, look, I'm a guy who has felt like there should be a change in leadership on the basketball side of things. And this season, and missing the NCAA tournament, that news coming out yesterday when the field was finally announced and really made official yesterday when that happened, you kind of thought, man, the first time since, what, between 82 and 86 that Clemson did not make it into the NCAA tournament, that this might be the result for Clemson. Director of Athletics Graham Neff, who took over when Dan Radakovich left to go to Miami, made the change just moments before we went on the air today, about 3:15. We started hearing the possibility that there could be a change over the weekend. Felt some things out. Didn't really get, you know, a positive vibe or a negative vibe one way or the other, sort of a neutral vibe. Obviously, the chances of making the NCAA tournament, once those were finally shot, then the feeling was that perhaps there might be something in that news coming just a little bit ago. A national search for the head coach will commence immediately. Assistant coach Bradley LaCroix and director of operations Brad Owens will oversee the program while the search is conducted. So that's what we're dealing with on the front of the Clemson Tiger baseball team. We'll talk more about that certainly here in a little bit. Of course, some bad news over the weekend for your Carolina Hurricanes, my Carolina Hurricanes, our Carolina Hurricanes, as they were ousted from the NHL playoffs. We've also got our two teams left in the NBA as the Golden State Warriors will take on the Boston Celtics for the NBA championship, and Dabo Swinney's camps get underway this week. So, a lot going on in the world of sports. We will dive into all of that here on the show on a Tuesday afternoon. See, I almost did it on a Tuesday afternoon. But the big news, Monty Lee. Graham Neff stating, Monty and his staff have been nothing but professional in their approach to Clemson baseball, and we appreciate the manner in which they've represented Clemson University. He went on to say, the expectations for Clemson baseball are very high, and the team's recent on-field performance has not met those of our administration, our coaching staff, our student-athletes, and our loyal fan base. Clemson baseball is a proud program, and we as a department are committed to doing all we can to return our program to national prominence. We will work with our student athletes to ensure that the transition process is successful. Monty Lee was 242-136, a 64% winning percentage during his time as the head coach at Clemson. A 182-86 record, just a 54% winning percentage in league in 7 seasons as the Tigers head coach, including trips to the NCAA tournament from 2016 through 2019, as well as the ACC championship all the way back in 2016. Clemson finished this season with a 35-23 overall record, tied for 11th in the ACC standings, 2-1 barbecue at the ACC tournament. And over the past 2 seasons, Clemson was 60-50 and 29-36 in the Atlantic Coast Conference, missing the NCAA tournament, as I mentioned earlier, both years. Now, academically, the Clemson Tiger baseball team has registered a perfect 1,000 academic progress rate and 100% graduation success rate in each of the past 5 cohorts. A total of 32 Tigers have been drafted 35 times under Monty Lee, and the 35 draft picks are 10th most in the nation and the 3rd most in the Atlantic Coast Conference from 2016 through 2021. So Monty Lee is out. Bradley LaCroix and Brad Owens will oversee the program while a national search commences, according to Clemson University Athletic Director Graham Neff. We will reach out to Graham after we get off the air today in hopes of having him come on the program. Again, one of the hurdles that whomever ends up coaching Clemson is going to have to figure out is how to level the proverbial playing field that you deal with given the scholarship limitations that hold back public schools that some of the private programs in America do not have to deal with. Now, fortunately, I would say, for whoever takes over the program, we are still in the infancy of NIL, and one would guess that the proper coach or a coach of some magnitude, and listen, not to say that Monty Lee could not have pulled this off, but could find support amongst the fan base to make sure that there are opportunities, and I don't know how you do this, you know, legally, but to make sure, maybe you call up Jimbo Fisher. You say, Jimbo, how do you do this legally? But you make sure that there are, you know, guys that come to your school that aren't on scholarship that maybe are getting their college fund, so to speak, from Benton Tire. I'm just making up names here. From Homeland Dodge or whatever, to make sure that you've got more scholarships to offer other players, and maybe your big names that come in have a little different way of funding their time at school. And I know that's not our goal and the goal of Clemson and the way that NIL is supposed to work, but I think you, as a coaching staff, given how other programs have some advantages of that nature, I think that's the way that you have to start looking at it. Now, names that are certainly going to be thrown around: Kevin O'Sullivan from Florida, Tim Corbin from Vanderbilt, two former assistants at Clemson under Jack Leggett. Now, if you missed Friday's show, we did not get a chance to put that program out on podcast yet. That's on me, not on you. Your boy Swanee, you know this is not the only job. I was writing 27-ish pages, 27 pages on a topic for the day job. You know, I'm taking another little master's degree program. So I was buttoning up the final pieces of that coursework over the weekend, and I know what you're thinking, Swanee, how do you...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
How do you not get that right? And as I said, how do you not get that out? And as I said, look, man, 20-some-odd pages, 26, 27 pages, it was ridiculous. All the work I did this weekend. But got that done. And so now, sort of hoping to get back to usual, and I'll get that podcast up for you. And we had our interview that we did with Jack Leggett a couple of years ago. We put that in on Friday, and I think a lot of people enjoyed it, quite frankly. I certainly hope you did, because it was great to hear from Coach Leggett, but two of his former assistants have gone on to do incredible things. And I don't know if they would be willing to leave the programs or the seats in which they currently occupy. But I think that you have a responsibility to at least reach out. At least, you know, dip your toe in the water and see what the temperature is. Would those names at this point in their careers change the course of Clemson Tiger baseball? I'm not certain. I just know this, that for the loyal Clemson baseball supporters, the fans that have been there through thick and thin, and there's been mostly thick, not a lot of thin, this feels like uncharted territory. It is a program for whoever comes in and takes it over. It is a program that is held to a higher standard than basketball. And you just have to recognize that you are now carrying a burden similar to the one, and I've said this before, and I mean this, Carolina fans, I know you're out there. I know you listen to the show. I know you're a part of what we do here. And I know you like to peek into the backyard of the show that shakes the Southland.
So you could continue to peek over the fence at the best radio show in the nation.
The late, great Cleveland man dropping that dime on us years ago. whoever takes over at Clemson will be faced and challenged with having a carryover of we're ready to win that you see in Columbia that Shane Beamer's got. If this year for Shane Beamer isn't really good, if it's under 500, the weight and the burden of Will Muschamp and the final season-ish of Steve Spurrier will fall onto the shoulders, and the criticisms will fall onto the shoulders of Shane Beamer, and the short temper and the short leash and all that will fall on the shoulders of Shane Beamer. Whoever takes over at Clemson, no matter how much excitement there is surrounding them, no matter how much success they have early on, will quickly be judged more harshly than someone who gets handed the keys to a program where things have been going swimmingly for quite some time. That is the one hurdle, caveat, addendum, amendment that I will make to the thought process of whoever looks at this job and what they have to think about. They have to consider where you guys are. Where you guys are as a fan base when it comes down to judging what's happening inside Doug Kingsmore Stadium.
Holy crap, I am freaking out.
You gotta pump the brakes a little. Let somebody breathe. I hate, the one thing I do hate or dislike about this situation with Monty Lee, and again, our poll question is up, so if you want to go vote in there, you can. We got this up a little bit before the show got rocking and rolling. Do you agree with the change in leadership with Clemson baseball? That poll question is up right now. You can go vote. 71% say yes. It'll be up for a day. But you're welcome to go in there and vote right now and let me know. But again, this program is judged much more. The fine-tooth comb that people talk about gets brought out for Clemson baseball. Not many of y'all seen a fine-tooth comb around Little John Coliseum. But they are all over Doug Kingsmore Stadium. And I am not a guy to say, oh man, Swanee, I can't believe he went on the air and said he wanted Brad Brownell fired. That's not it, Tiger Nation. I'm not telling you that. But what I am telling you is that I want to see the basketball program held to the same standard. I want to see the basketball program and the scrutiny of the coaching staff held to the same standard. Not only that, I want to see the basketball program held to the same standard of success. Forget what happens with the changing of the job. I hate, for Monty Lee's sake, that COVID-19 shut down that 2020 season. I don't know how it was going to finish. I don't know how it was going to go. But I wonder if that team had made the NCAA tournament, if they had, you know, had a good year, would that have quelled, you know, is that the right word? I mean, am I using, is quelled the right word?
English. Who needs that? I'm never going to England.
I'm assuming that is. But would that have slowed people down from this change today? Now, based on what we see in the polls right now, a lot of people leaning in on, yeah, they agree 100% with what's happened at Clemson with Monty Lee. And you have every right to feel that way. I can't knock you for it. I mean, back-to-back seasons missing the NCAA tournament. The thing about Monty Lee, it was a home run hire in the mind's eye of everybody. I don't know a person that said they didn't want Monty Lee. And maybe part of that was for fear that he would end up in Columbia with the Gamecocks, where he was an assistant coach when South Carolina was a phenomenal baseball program. But the long ball type style didn't end up working out in Tigertown. Wasn't efficient enough. I know people hated the small ball that Jack Leggett incorporated it so much so at the back end of his career. You got to be in the middle of the ground somewhere. You know, kind of middle ground. Find that middle ground, a safe area. We'll see who Clemson does end up bringing in. But I can guarantee you those two names, Kevin O'Sullivan and Tim Corbin, will be brought up. But whether or not they would be willing to come back to Clemson to try to rebuild this program to what you expect it to be, I don't know. I don't know. 803-450-0086. Text line, phone line. Be a part of the program anytime, any place, anywhere. Again, big goings on in Clemson as Graham Neff today announces a change at the top of the Clemson Tiger baseball program. Monty Lee is out. Sounds like this wasn't in the release. Andrew C. is out. That's an assumption on my part. As the release did say that Bradley LaCroix, former Clemson Tiger player, and Brad Owens, director of baseball operations, will run the program while Clemson searches for their new head coach. Stay with us. Back at it on a Tuesday afternoon, some big news out of Tigertown just before we went off the air. Clemson announced that Monty Lee has been relieved of his services as the head baseball coach. Clemson will conduct a national search beginning right now. It is effective immediately. Bradley LaCroix, assistant coach, and Brad Owens, director of baseball operations, will assume the duties and run the program until Clemson gets their new head coach. 803-450-0086. Text line, phone line. Be a part of the program anytime, any place, anywhere. I know there are a lot of Clemson Tiger fans out there that are excited about this news based off the poll results. I'm sure there are some of you who are upset by the news. Let me know how you feel. Text or call. You can leave us a message. If you do that soon, we'll get you in. Mark chimes in the program, says, Monty Lee out as head coach. Indeed, Mark, and I tell you, it is a unique spot.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For this program, and when you think back to the fact that in almost every person listening to this program's lifetime, there's only been two changes at Clemson in terms of the baseball program. Bill Wilhelm took over that job at Clemson in 1958 after being an assistant at North Carolina for a year. He coached the team until 1993, when, of course, the reins were handed over to Jack Leggett, who we actually had some audio, full interview actually, if you missed it, that we did with Jack Leggett a couple of seasons ago. Jack Leggett was on the program, and we played that audio on Friday, not because we thought that this was going to happen, but the possibility. Jack Leggett then coached Clemson from 1994 to 2015, and Monty Lee took over in 2016. Monty Lee is out. So for most of you This is just the third time that you've ever seen a baseball coaching change at Clemson. And the significance of that fact is not lost on me, because as the statement from Grand Neff said, Clemson baseball is a proud program, and we as a department are committed to doing all we can to return our program to national prominence. So there is the news. Now, other things too I didn't mention, by the way. I brought up NIL. The other way that you can perhaps quickly change a program in this day and age is, of course, the transfer portal. And you know where I fall on this. Not a huge fan. But if you are bringing in talent from across the country and gap filling, so to speak, perhaps the quote-unquote rebuild of this Clemson Tiger baseball program isn't nearly as significant. An additional kind of thought on this, I guess you would say, and not one that some people are going to necessarily love, because it's something I don't love about the way our system is in place at this point. But you could have a coach who very easily could come to a school and bring several players. You know, guys who've never transferred, don't like their situation, feel like they got a better chance at Clemson. Maybe you're a backup shortstop or left fielder or whatever the position may be, and you're looking at that Clemson roster and feeling like you got a better chance to crack through, maybe you come on down too. I mean, I don't know. All bets are off on the direction and certainly how it works out. But the truth be told, based off of what I am seeing on social media, and I'll continue to monitor this, it appears that a large percentage of our listeners, a large percentage, feel good about this change. And that is wild on several different levels. Most notably, the fact that he was so well thought of when arriving at Clemson. Taking a look out to social media here, Tyrone says, good guy, was a clown hire anyway. Tyrone didn't like it. Tyrone did not like the hire of Monty Lee initially. I think most people really did, Tyrone, to be honest with you. And you can't blame them, given the success he had as an assistant at South Carolina, the job that he was doing at College of Charleston. I mean, people really believed that he was going to come in and give some energy and juice and life to the program. Clemson wins the ACC tournament his first year, and there's a lot of good feelings. And then since then, it's dwindled down. And then you heard the numbers in the first segment about the past couple of seasons when they've missed the NCAA tournament. What's crazy is they're one win away. You beat North Carolina or Virginia Tech in the ACC tournament, you're probably in the NCAA tournament. You're probably in the NCAA tournament. Paul Patrol says, Swanee, this is too historic of a program to miss the tournament. It's embarrassing. 79% of you in our fan poll over on Twitter, the CST poll, do you agree with the change in leadership for Clemson baseball? 79% agree. With a break, stay with us for more. The show that shakes the Southland. Clemson Sports Talk, Lawton Swan. Follow the show on Twitter at Clemson Sports. That's Clemson news, notes, information, and more 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the news out of Tiger Town, and again, we'll stick with this probably most of the day. You can chime in like Paul Patrol did a little bit ago. He said this is too historic a program to miss the tournament. It's embarrassing. I like Monty Lee. Monty Lee was good to me here on the program. You hate to see it, but it's the nature of the business. David says, where is this consistency with Brad Brownell? David, listen, you're preaching to the choir on that one, buddy, because I'm with you 100%. And David, I don't take you, and maybe you are, maybe you're flying the Fire Brad Brownell banner at the old homestead, but I don't feel that way. But I just want that. I want the basketball program held to the same standard. Speaking of the basketball program, right now over on our website, this one's absolutely free, by the way. You know we got our deal, right? Right now, going for $1, you get 3 months of coverage. After that, $63.17 for a year. Great article up Tyrese Ingram put together on Chauncey Wiggins, the only big man, the only front court player in this upcoming class for Clemson out of Grayson High School. That article, again, right now free. If you want to take advantage of 3 months for $1, you could do that deal too. We'd love to have you support us, help us continue to grow. But I'm with David. I'm not flying the Brad Brownell needs to be out flag. I'm not telling you that I think Brad Brownell should have been fired at some point during his career at Clemson. I jokingly said here, I think maybe on the air, I've actually fired him 3 or 4 times. All I am asking of the Clemson Tiger baseball fan today that's waking up going, all right, there we go. New energy, new blood in the program. All I'm asking you is that you give that same level of criticism, almost exactly what David is saying, to the basketball program.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
I think you gotta treat these programs the same. Honestly, basketball is the one of the two sports. Let's just forget for a minute that you love baseball more than basketball. Of the two sports, the one that has the opportunity to generate the most recognition for your university, outside of football, right? Pushing him off, he's off in another realm. It's the men's basketball team. It could generate an incredible amount of interest in your university. And probably, I'm assuming that the basketball program stands to generate more money for your university than the baseball program. P. Warren Brown, says, I reckon the people who want him gone are mostly Jack Leggett supporters. Oof. Oof. Man, shot across the generational lines here. Again, we looked at the graduation rates. They've been tremendous since Monty Lee's been there. But it's not about graduating players. That can't be the only thing. We know that. And that's a big part of it. But it was not enough to spare Monty Lee his position at Clemson. Monty Lee, again, this news breaking just before we went on the air. Monty Lee is out in Tigertown. Clemson will start a national search. The names at the top of that list, I think in the mind's eye of many people, will be Kevin O'Sullivan at Florida, Tim Corbin at Vanderbilt, two former Clemson assistants. I just don't know if those two coaches will be willing to step into the boiling hot kettle that is now vacant over at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. P. Warren Brown says, it's really not cool that certain donors are putting unfair expectations on baseball and letting basketball get a 12-year free pass. He said, I don't fault Graham Neff. I believe his hands were tied by the people who already made up their minds about Monty when this team was undefeated. Text line, phone line. Be a part of the program anytime. It will certainly be a busy week here on the show. William Quackenbush tweeted, I can't imagine, by the way, Quack will join us next Monday. It's not Monday. You feel like it's Monday, but it's not. Quack tweeted, I can't imagine anyone being kinder or more welcoming to me than Monty Lee. I'm a smarter baseball fan and broadcaster because of our conversations. Results matter and they should. Doesn't make this one any more enjoyable for me. 803-450-0086. Again, as I noted, Lee's hire was greeted with tremendous excitement. He led College of Charleston to the Super Regional back in 2014. He was a big cog in South Carolina's success during their run to a couple of national titles. And a lot of people thought, that Clemson would have that type of success under Coach Lee. It just never materialized. Our poll question again, at Clemson Sports on Twitter. Go follow us right now. Go vote. Let us know what you think about the situation. Monty Lee. It is official. He is out at Clemson. You can read the full release over on ClemsonSportsTalk.com. Stay with us. Final segment now. We're number one, a busy, busy afternoon. Again, with the news of Monty Lee's firing at Clemson. 803-450-0086. Text line and phone line. Again, appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out with us. Our poll question is up today in regards to that firing. And that question is essentially, what do you agree with it? And a lot of people agree. Cameron says, but Brad Brownell remains the basketball coach? Cameron, listen, man. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I smell what you're shoveling. I mean, I don't know what more I can say. And Cameron's tweet sounds like he is more the guy. Cameron may be flying a flag that says fire Brad Brownell at his house. But the broader point comes back to you gotta judge these programs equally. I mean, you got to treat them the same way if you want to win the same way. That's just my opinion on it. 803-450-0086. There you go. You can get in with us on that way. Tiger Chuck, via the text line. Let's go, Swanee. What a way to kick off the work week, baby. Tiger Chuck, too, may be flying the... fire Monty Lee flag. I mean, Tiger Chuck stepping into the arena today like,
ooh, yeah.
The macho man, yeah. I can't wait for him to fire Monty Lee, yeah. He's gone, Tiger Chuck. And again, we've already actually reached out to Coach Lee to try to get him on the program. Also going to reach out to Director of Athletics, Graham Neff, to see if we can get Graham on the program again here real soon. Monty Lee, during his time at Clemson, finished 242 and 136. That is a 64% winning percentage. 102-86. 54% in league play. Under 500, though. 29-36 in the past two seasons. Tiger Chuck says, much like the graduation rate of Monty Lee's baseball program, he 100% should have been fired. So that's the big news today. We'll get back into that topic in just a little bit. Honestly, it's been such a long weekend. 26 pages of writing, 26 plus pages of writing. I tried to think, I can't even remember, and I accidentally threw away my I did in the midst of my writing. Here's one thing I will do. How many of you, raise your hand if you're doing this. When you have something to do, you'll procrastinate to the point of where you'll clean up. Yeah, I straightened the studio and I threw away some old notes. I thought, I won't need these notes. And then I walked in the room today and I scratched my head and I thought to myself, self, do you remember if you talked about the end of the Clemson Tiger softball season on Friday? Because the long weekend threw me off, and I actually had to look back and go, oh, yeah, of course you didn't. Because the softball team didn't play until 9 o'clock on Friday night at Carroll Girls Stadium out in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Unfortunately, for the Tiger softball team in the Super Regionals in just their third year, facing off against one of the top programs in America, they came up just a little bit short in back-to-back contests, losing 2-0 on Thursday and then 5-1 in that Friday night matchup to end the season. And I know it was a tough finish, but as I have noted here, this softball team is absolutely headed for bigger and better things. They are a legitimate softball program. And John Rittman spoke with the team after the game.
You have so much to be proud of. And as much as this game hurts sometimes, I've seen it help you guys grow into the women you are right now. You guys have taken this program to unbelievable heights in the time that you've been here. I am just so unbelievably proud of this entire team.
Just a couple of the comments from John Rittman following the Tigers' 5-1 loss and the conclusion of their season. That was actually on the field via Clemson's softball social media account. And I'll tell you what we'll do. I know we got a break coming up, but I do want you, I was going to give you the full, well, as much of John Rittman's actual post-game comments as I could during this hour, but I'm going to push it over to hour number two, and we'll hear what Coach Rittman had to say after the ball game.
All right, stop it. That's enough. I can't take it anymore. You're not even making sense. You're just saying words.
I didn't mean to confuse you. We'll hear from John Rittman coming up in hour number two here on the show that shakes the Southland. Some of his post-game comments following Clemson's season-ending loss against the Oklahoma State Cowgirls out in Stillwater, Oklahoma. 803-450-0086. But the biggest news of the day, go vote in our fan poll right now. Do you agree with the firing of Clemson Tiger baseball coach Monty Lee? Stay with us for more of the show that shakes the Southland.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swann.
Ready, set. Just call me Swanny.
Tiger style. Tiger style.
It is hour number two. That's Drive Time right here on the show that shakes the Southland Clemson Sports Talk. Lawton Swann with you typically during this segment, of course. If you are a fan of the program, you know we are typically talking with our buddy Mike Yuva from GamecockCentral.com. We're going to put Mike on hold at least for this segment. I may see... if we can squeeze him in just a little bit. But I mentioned as we closed hour one, again, the biggest news out of Clemson, if you're just getting in your car and you're headed home, this is a no-brainer topic today. And we will discuss comments on social media, our poll that we've got up as well on Twitter. Monty Lee fired. Monty Lee out at Clemson. The Tigers will immediately begin a national search for his replacement. Bradley LaCroix and Brad Owens will take over the program for now in the interim. So that's where that we can get into that a lot. We talked a lot about it earlier. We'll jump back into it in a minute. Because before the break, I only had about a minute and some change, and I wanted you to be able to hear more from John Rittman. Again, the Tiger softball team went out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, faced off against one of the top programs in America, came up short, 2-0 game one on Thursday, 5-1 on Friday to end the season. Just their third year, their second full season. They made it to the Super Regional. And I feel like, and you heard John Rittman talking with the players on social media after the ballgame on the field, you know, about what they had accomplished. Well, here is John Rittman after the ballgame. We'll give you a little bit of this extended. He's also joined by Cammy Piera and Mackenzie Clark. So here's John Rittman's opening statements after Clemson's loss on Friday night.
First of all, hats off to Oklahoma State. Great team, tough pitching staff, great crowd, great environment, and just wish them the best of luck. And certainly they have the team, I think, that could win it all. Secondly, the game itself, first couple innings, uncharacteristically, you know, we sped up the game. We made some mistakes. Val didn't have her command early, and we didn't play clean defense behind her and got behind. But as always, I love the way our team fought back. We still had opportunities. You know, I think them changing pitchers there late was a testament to our offense and our ability to come back. So very proud of our effort tonight. And, you know, it's never easy when you don't win your last game. And this season has been so special. And just love our senior class and everything that they've done for this program. They took a chance 3 years ago on a startup. And, you know, they kind of had that entrepreneurial spirit. And they've taken this program to a super regional in 3 years. So kind of emotional. Obviously, we're going to miss them. They've set the standard for this program for years to come. They've left their legacy. And very proud of our team. What a wonderful year. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot from this experience as we did last year in Tuscaloosa. And take a little time off and get back at it.
Questions?
Hey, John, the second inning there, they seem to be aggressive and really pouncing on the mistakes y'all made. What did you sense?
So that was John Rittman, again, following Clemson's loss out in Stillwater, Oklahoma, to finish an unbelievable campaign. Graham Neff met with members of the media just a little bit ago, and Neff said that this was a performance and not a personal decision, noting that Clemson's relevance wasn't where it needed to be. Graham Neff was also asked about Bradley LaCroix's situation and whether or not he would be a candidate. Neff said that was not something that he anticipated. He also said that they will start with high-profile coaches as the search begins. 803-450-0086. Text line and phone line. Be a part of this program anytime, any place, anywhere. Taking a look here just to think about this program and the expectations that surround it. It is pretty incredible what you kind of see and hear from people as it pertains to how they treat the baseball program. And what the expectations are for the baseball program. And to me, that is one of the things that I would think any coach who comes in and takes over this program is going to struggle with. Like, why am I judged so much more harshly maybe than anybody else on campus? And it's a legit question. I'm not sure. Graham Neff called it a tough, tough day, saying it is never easy to make decisions like this. Who do you go after next? That's another question. Again, a large majority of you absolutely support this move. I mean, that number has been pinned at 79-80% for the entire time the poll has been up. And it's staying there. You can still vote. We're at Clemson Sports. 79% say yes, they agree. Nick, listening to the program in Statesboro, Georgia, says, Swanee, I'm not a huge baseball fan, so my opinion is if you aren't getting the J-O-B-D-O-N-E, you got to go. Nick, that's what, you know, that's what we call short, sweet, and to the point. And I think that's, you know, a big part of why we are sitting where we are today. As a coach, the baseball program's expectations, I always thought it was ridiculous. I'll continue to tell you I think it's ridiculous that Clemson ever had Omaha on the back of the cap. I mean, I just thought that was an awful idea for so many years. Clemson had Omaha on the back of the cap. But that was supposed to, it's kind of like, you know, Dabo Swinney saying, right? Like, best is the standard. I mean, if the Caps had best is the standard on the back of it, yahoos like me wouldn't go, I don't know that I like that too much. I mean, I just don't think, I mean, a prime example would be, would Dabo Swinney, and this is, here's the actual connection that we can make to this. Would Dabo Swinney ever put a sticker, okay? Would Dabo Swinney ever put a sticker on the back of the football helmets that said college football playoff or bust? And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Swati, that's a big, long sticker going across the hill. You have to get a little digital signage that scrolls it. But no, that's a serious question to you. Would the football team, in your opinion, ever put something like that on the back of their helmets? And I don't think they would. And quite frankly, your boy Swanee also doesn't think basketball would ever do it with, you know, the Final Four or bust. Now, that's not Monty Lee's fault that that's a topic that we still talk about here. But the reality is that that is something that I've never quite understood about the Clemson Tiger uniform in baseball. I think some people say that's just a bit much. Again, though, if you are just joining us, that is the big news of the day out of Clemson. Monty Lee, now the former Clemson Tiger head baseball coach. And as I noted, for most of you, this is only the third time there has been a change in the baseball program at Clemson University during your lifetime. Most, not all. Dating back to when Bill Wilhelm took over the program in the late 50s. Wilhelm Leggett Lee. Who's on deck? Who's next up to bat, so to speak? Graham Neff saying, Monty and his staff have been nothing but professional in their approach to Clemson baseball, and we appreciate the manner in which they've represented Clemson University. The expectations for the Clemson baseball are very high, and the team's recent on-field performance has not met those of our administration, our coaching staff, our student-athletes, or our loyal fan base. And for those of you who feel like there's a small contingent of high money donors that fought for this move to take place, and you may very well be right, but it comes down to wins and losses. It came down to wins and losses for Jack Leggett. Leggett's time, the way it was going, I, you know, when we ran that interview on Friday, you can still, and that was from a couple of years ago, he was still, I wouldn't call it bitter, but a little frustrated to be out of coaching college baseball at Clemson, no doubt. But when you don't win at a program where there's so many fans that expect it, this is what happens. And if you're a basketball fan like I am, this is why you become so frustrated. And it's not, oh, I want to see Brad Brownell fired. It's, I just want to see basketball held to a similar standard. And I don't care if Johnny Carrots is the head coach of the basketball program. I want them held to the same standard as the baseball program. 80% say, yep, they agree. So it's not going to be a lot of backlash, it sounds like. Not going to be a lot of backlash. I like Coach Lee, man. Numbers are where it's at. And unfortunately for Coach Lee, those numbers were put against him, and he is out. 803-450-0086. Speaking of being out, your Hurricanes, my Hurricanes, our Hurricanes. Well, since we left you, guys, it didn't go well for the folks up in Raleigh, and my goal next year is to get to a Hurricanes hockey match. I mean, I have been to local hockey, but I have never been to an NHL game. But the environment in Raleigh for the Carolina Hurricanes has been simply incredible in the playoffs. But with an opportunity to close out the Islanders in Game 6 on the road at New York, the Hurricanes were obliterated 5-2, got down quick. And then last night, similarly, got down in a hurry and lost 6-2 at home in Game 7. The Hurricanes were outscored in the final two games of that series, 11-4. 11-4. Honestly, I think you have to kind of give kudos to the Rangers because they figured something out, because offensively, in the first two games, they were abysmal, scoring one goal. After that, they scored 3 in Game 3, 4 in Game 4, just 1 in Game 5, then 5 in Game 6, and 6 in Game 7. I mean, if this series went any longer, they were going to score 8, 9, 10, 12. Literally, in their wins, they scored 3, 4, 5, and then 6 goals. Most kindergartners and some kids who are even in preschool could count that up. You got a kid in the back seat, tell them, hey, yeah, I mean, a young kid. Now, look, if you got a teenager in the back seat, they're probably listening to something on their Spotify account. But if you got a young kid in the back, say, hey, Swanee's about to count. We're going to start at 3. Everybody ready? This is how the score went. And the wins for New York Rangers, it went 3-4-5-6. And unfortunately for the Hurricanes, in those losses, 1-1-2-2. Not great. Our Hurricanes are out, folks. Some of you are like, yes, Swanee's not going to be talking about hockey anymore. I don't know if I'd go that far. You got Edmonton and Colorado tonight at 8 o'clock on TNT, Game 1. In the Western Conference Final, then you'll have the New York Rangers taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. In the Eastern Conference Final, the Eastern Conference Finals begin tomorrow at 8 o'clock on ESPN. There you go. That's the look at it. 803-450-0086. Text line, phone line. You can be a part of this program anytime you'd like. We'd love to hear from you here on a Tuesday afternoon again as Monty Lee is out at Clemson as the Tigers baseball coach. With a quick break, we'll come back with more of the show that shakes the South Lane right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400 and on the iHeart Radio app. Back at it, the show that shakes the South Lane, Clemson Sports Talk on a Tuesday. I don't know if I've said Monday. I hope I haven't. I hope you did have a wonderful Memorial Day. And again, thank you so much to those individuals who, you know, gave their lives so that we can live in this great country. We also certainly, I know Veterans Day is a different day. I mean, I get that, having members of my family who were in the military and fought in World War II, et cetera, in other wars, Vietnam War. But thank you as well to our active duty members, our veterans, certainly, and, of course, those individuals that gave the ultimate sacrifice so that, you know, we could live in this great nation that we live in. 803-450-0086. Don't forget about my buddy Rob Sanders. You can listen to him each and every afternoon from 3 until 4 o'clock on the Rundown. And Teddy Hefner, talking sports with Teddy from 9 until noon each and every day. Right here.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On the iHeartRadio app, Fox Sports Radio 1400 in your car. And some people tell me, they go, well, what do you mean, Swally? What are you saying? You're on the AM. I don't even know how to get to the AM. Buddy, listen. In your car, I don't know if that's, you know, how the person who says that talks, but that's just how I think you might talk. Look, like in my wife's car, you can have a FM channel beside an AM channel, beside a Sirius XM channel, and you just flip-flop back and forth. So if you've got a favorite channel that you listen to in the car, and your car's got a, I don't even know if you want to call it like a slightly fancy in-dash receiver, you could put an AM channel right beside an FM. It's not like in the old days where, remember this in your parents' car, you had to push a button in that like, ka-junk, it's like this big, it's almost kind of the reverse. Remember you could, when they had the cigarette dispensers, I can remember my parents would send me to go get like a pack of cigarettes for them, and you'd pull that little cord, ka-junk. It's the reverse. You push that thing in, ka-chunk, now you're on the AM. Then you had to scroll that dial all the way over to the station. Not now, man. Not in most of your cars. If you got a touch screen, you can probably put AM by FM by Sirius XM, whatever. Probably put your phone or whatever other device you want to listen to, all of it right there. And don't forget, if you miss this show or if you're traveling along and you drive out of the range of the station, podcasts are available. Means you listen when you want to listen. I've always tried to teach this DVR for your sports talk radio. Again, the biggest news out of Tiger Town today, though, Monty Lee, Clemson Tiger head coach, out. We have reached out to Coach Lee. We will be getting connected with him at some time in the near future. And I will say, I just wonder for a second, you know, Mark Kingston, a lot of pressure on Mark Kingston in South Carolina. It was announced that he will be returning to coach the Gamecocks next year. Here's kind of the question to the Gamecock fan peeking over the fence and hanging out with us. Knowing Monty Lee's track record in Columbia, given the amount of success that South Carolina had, and again, I misspoke a little bit earlier because I think I insinuated that Monty Lee, or came across that Monty Lee was on the staff at South Carolina when they won their championships, but he was a part of building those teams. Monty Lee left South Carolina in 08, 09, somewhere in there. Now, he was a part of a couple of College World Series teams, but it was 2010 and 11 when Carolina won those titles and then went back in 2012, but a lot of those guys that they brought in would have been with Monty Lee as an assistant. Now, because I did want to clear that up, because I said it and then I thought did it come across like that, and it may have, and if it did, I didn't mean to. I just meant to say that, hey, he's a guy that helped lead South Carolina to that ultimate destination under Ray Tanner. Long story short, did Monty Lee, in his time at Clemson, did his reputation take such a hit that even South Carolina, if next year if Kingston goes all stinkopotamus on it, that you would say, "Yeah, we don't want him. We don't want him." Now, that will be an interesting thought process for Gamecock Nation. 7 years ago, Gamecock fans felt like Clemson got one over on them. Today, now that Monty Lee's out at Clemson, I don't know if South Carolina fans would be interested in Monty Lee. Now, names are going to continue to come up. Graham Neff says it'll be a national search. Tim Corbin and Kevin O'Sullivan's names will be on that list. I asked Tiger Chuck, because he's like, Tiger Chuck's one of these dialed-in baseball guys. I asked him, I said, "Tiger Chuck, who would you want? Who do you hire?" He said Cliff Godwin at East Carolina. Maybe Link Jarrett at Notre Dame. Or David Miller, if you're going to keep it, you know, kind of in the Clemson family. He's up at Penn State Eglinton, I believe is how you say it. It's sort of like Penn State's Division II university, but Miller played at Clemson from 1993 to 1995, was an All-American and National Player of the Year finalist as a junior, helping Clemson win 3 conference championships and 1 berth in the College World Series. Miller was the head coach at LaSalle before taking this job at Penn State Eglinton. With a quick break, stay with us. Back at it on a Tuesday afternoon. Lawton Swann with you. Mike Yuva, GamecockCentral.com, joins the program as he always does here. A little later than normal, but nonetheless with us. Mike, welcome in. I hope you had a long, restful weekend.
It was a good time. It was nice to be able to relax a little bit, but as we all know, once you get back into the work week, things just never stop in the state. It doesn't necessarily have to be Columbia, as we know in Clemson today.
Yeah, look, that's where we'll begin. Monty Lee, former South Carolina assistant, helped build some of those teams that Ray Tanner would eventually take to multiple national championship wins, is out at Clemson. Just some of your thoughts from a guy looking over the fence. I mean, back-to-back seasons, not in the NCAA tournament. Mike, that hasn't happened since 1982 through 1986. Just your thoughts on the change in Tigertown.
I think when you look at just the success that Clemson baseball has had over the last decade plus in terms of being able to make it to the tournament, I say decade plus. Of course, Monty was there for 7 years, but the issue with them has been no secret. They just were never able to take advantages of the good seasons and being able to especially be able to host some of those regionals, right? We're never able to get to that super regional in recent years. And I think something that probably did help out Monty a lot, and I've said this for other sports, maybe it's sped the process up a little bit for a guy like Will Muschamp for football, because of the lack of success South Carolina baseball has had over the last couple of years, it probably gave him a couple more years of opportunities over there. I mean, South Carolina baseball, if this is, you know, a decade ago, does Monty last 7 years? I don't know. I don't think he does. If Will Muschamp is in a situation where the Clemson Tigers don't turn into one of the powerhouses of college football, I don't know if Muschamp is gone the season in which he left. I think maybe he's back one more, and Shane Beamer might not even arrive here at USC. So, you know, these are more what-ifs and popsicle headaches, but I think it's important to look at just the landscape of sports when you talk about not just Clemson, but you look at South Carolina and you look at the impact it can have directly or indirectly. And I think in this case for Monty Lee, the course kind of ran, and unfortunately he just was never able to take that next step despite South Carolina just not being as good at baseball as they have been historically.
Mike Yuva with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. So Mike, it was also announced this week that Mark Kingston's going to be back for South Carolina. I know the Gamecocks were under 500, but they dealt with injuries galore, especially on that pitching staff. For the South Carolina faithful, what was the response when that news broke?
I think many are disappointed. I think a lot of them wanted to see a change. I think the biggest thing is, though, when you look at it, and people don't want to hear it. When I say people, I'm talking about the fan base, the majority of them, they don't want to hear that it comes down to money. Now, I'm not saying that was the number one factor, but it's definitely something you have to look at, especially over the last couple of years when you look at how much money they've had to pay between Frank Martin and Will Muschamp, just some of those buyouts. I mean, you're looking at about $18 million over the last 2.5 years for buyout money. So it plays a role. It certainly does. We can't sit here and say it doesn't exist because it's not like we're using Monopoly money. I think when you talk about the injuries, though, certainly that plays a role. And I think, too, you look at what could this mean for Ray Tanner's future. Does he go into this season thinking, you know, when I say season, more so from an athletic standpoint, athletic year, academic year, does he go into this year thinking, okay, this could be it for me? Do I want to walk away? That's not saying that it's going to be, but there has been some rumors coming out in Columbia over the last couple months, not just going into this. So you see that, you see the fact that the University of South Carolina will have a new president starting up in a couple months. Does that also play a role in the back of Ray Tanner's mind, trying to do the new coach a solid if it isn't Kingston? Because you bring a new coach in, Ray, let's say he steps down a couple of years from now, retires, whatever, you have a new president that comes in, he understands what it's like to be a baseball coach. And if you're not necessarily quote unquote their guy, if things don't go well in the beginning of your tenure, what could that mean for you? So I think these are some of the factors you have to look into, regardless if we're ever going to get concrete evidence to back it up. Because if you go to Ray, certainly he'll be like, oh no, that's not the case. But I mean, shoot, we're seeing it down in Destin, Florida right now with Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher and the SEC coaches meetings. You're not always going to get black and white answers, even if you ask the question directly to some of these guys.
Mike, so just in your own words at this point, by the way, Mike Yuva with us, Gamecock Central, just a couple of minutes here left in the segment. Where is the state of baseball in South Carolina? I mean, Clemson and South Carolina were two preeminent programs. Coastal Carolina won a World Series. But right now, the Tigers and Gamecocks are both off their game. Where is the state as far as baseball goes, in your opinion?
I think it's lost a little bit of its power. It's a little bit of its fire, if you will, but I don't think it's totally gone. I think when you look at just the talent this state produces from a high school standpoint, I think it will always be there. I think that's the big thing. It is a hotbed when it comes to talent and producing talent for high school baseball. You can look at other sports too, but baseball especially. So I think that will definitely keep them around. I think the question now is, What is it going to take to be able to get both these programs back to a position where they are competing consistently for regionals? Two conferences, of course, look, we understand how, and I know ACC fans, Clemson fans probably get sick and tired, and they roll their eyes when people talk about just, oh, you know, SEC talented, this and that. The ACC is a good conference in baseball. There's no question about it, and it's difficult to be able to get to that point of being able to do what Clemson's been able to do, which is be able to get to the tournament, it seems like, almost every year, other than obviously these last two. So I think once you get to that point, it's now just trying to find a way just to take that next step. And there's no real, I don't know, secrets right now. I think Clemson has been able to produce the talent. The question is, can they continue with whoever they bring as next head coach? Can they continue to be able to get back to that point and just find a way to get over that hurdle? I think it's more of a mental hurdle than anything else. I mean, you want to go way back for football fans, Steve Young, being able to get the monkey off his back, being able to finally get that Super Bowl. What is it going to take for Clemson to finally break through to be able to get to a Super Regional? Once they do it, I think that mental block's gone.
It's a great point, Mike. I'll tell you what, I want to hear a little bit more of your thoughts on that, specifically with Carolina, when we get back. We're going to hit a quick break. We'll bounce back with the final segment here on a Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to the show that shakes the Southland. Follow the show on Twitter, at Clemson Sports. It is Clemson Sports Talk. Stay with us.
What have you done for me lately? It's a fair question. Just don't lose sight of the bigger picture. Don't forget history. Lucky for us at Clemson, the answer to the questions, what have you done for me lately, and what have you done always, are the same. We win.
Final segment on a Tuesday edition. Mike Uva, Gamecock Central, joins us here. Mike, you were talking about the baseball program. So give us your insight into the state of baseball, sort of the situation with the Gamecocks.
For USC, they're in a similar situation as Clemson in a sense. But the question now is Mark Kingston going to be the guy moving forward after this season? They could go to a super regional. They can go to a regional next year. Is that going to keep Mark Kingston? You talk to people around the program right now and close with it, they're not 100% sure. It might take him to reach a super regional to keep his job after next season. So I think the situation for USC is, what is next year? What is it more so, okay, Mark, we're kind of giving you the Frank Martin treatment in a sense. We're going to give you an opportunity, and if you can't figure it out, you know, injuries, this and that, no more excuses, there's nothing. Or is it kind of just giving that year to make it look good, and, you know, you're prepared to make that hire after this season? I don't know what direction USC is going to go from a baseball standpoint, because from a basketball standpoint, it looks like Frank was going to be there. And, of course, things happened in terms of just how ugly some of those losses were. You talk to people that were on that coaching staff. They felt good. They thought that they were going to be coming back. And certainly that wasn't the case, as we found out not too long after not making the NIT.
Again, you can follow him on Twitter at Mike_UVA. So, Mike, this weekend was a big one. We'll shift gears a little bit away from college sports, because people who don't know but hear your accent know you're a Boston guy. How about the Celtics sneaking into Miami and coming out of there with a Game 7 win on Sunday evening?
Well, Swanee, I'm sure there's so many people listening to you down here in the South that just feel awful for me and all those Boston fans that have dealt with these last 3 years of being in a title drought. You know, we haven't seen a championship in 3 years. You know, it's been really difficult. So to get back to a championship and get one step closer, it is special. But no, I'll tell you what, Swanee, I'm interested in this series because you have two teams that do things the right way for two different reasons. One, you have Golden State, who moves the basketball. Yes, maybe they, you know, hang out on the perimeter a little bit too much, but they move the ball. It's not just one guy. It's not this isolation crap. It's team basketball. Very similar to what we saw from about a decade ago with the San Antonio Spurs and why they were so much fun to watch. But on the other side, you have the Celtics, who play defense. And it has been incredible to watch all postseason. even though, you know, as you said, as a Boston fan, I'm probably lost about 5, 6, 7 years over the last couple of weeks throughout this playoffs. But it's going to be a fun series. It's going to be a fun series. And the other reason I like it for the Celtics, outside of being a Boston guy, they did this with guys that they drafted. They did this with homegrown talent. They didn't have to worry about trying to form a super team. So, you know, look, it's not going to be an easy task to beat Golden State. Obviously, a lot of talented guys on that team, starting with Steph Curry. But I think it does show you that you don't have to leave and go to South Beach, LeBron. You don't have to be KD and join Golden State and make these super teams. You need super talent, no question about it. One guy's not going to win you a championship, but – you know, I do like – there's something to be said when you stay at home with the team that drafted you and you're able to compete for championships. So hopefully they're able to get it done, and hopefully we will continue to see it instead of guys just saying, screw it, I'm going to go form my own team and do this and that, and just takes away from the talent across the league.
Follow him on Twitter at Mike_UVA. Mike, buddy, always appreciate you, man. Have a great week.
Appreciate it, Swanee.
All right, before we get out of here, I do want to get out to the phone lines real quick to talk about this Monty Lee situation. You can get in on the show as well. Caller, welcome in.
Hey, this is Edward. Long time, no call. I can't believe Monty's gone. I thought he was a good coach. I don't know who we're going to go after, but it's going to have to be a big name, in my opinion. All right, Law, have a good one. Go Tigers.
Edward, man, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, listen, who they go after – again, Graham Neff said, hey, we're gonna look at, you know, the big national names to start out with. We'll see if they can land a big fish, somebody that people believe could come in and change it in a hurry. I would have given Monty Lee another year, just kind of given what we see from other sports on campus. But baseball is judged a little bit differently. And as I said earlier, Edward, I think you'll probably agree, whoever gets the keys to the Clemson baseball Ferrari, which I think it can be again, is going to have to carry the weight of the fact that there have been several years that the Tigers have missed the mark in the mind's eye of the fan base, and the fan base is impatient. And that's the big issue. 803-450-0086. Thank you again to all our callers and texters. Let me give you one last look at the poll. I mean, we've been running it. We've been running throughout the show today at like an 80% clip on this thing. And that's still it. 80% say yes, they agree with the change in leadership for the Clemson Tiger baseball program. We will continue to dig in on this. I'll reach out to Kendall Rogers from D1Baseball.com to have him try to come on the program to talk about some of this stuff tomorrow. It is going to be a wild couple of weeks, though, for sure, up in Tiger Town. We'll also reach out to Graham Neff. And, again, we talked with Monty Lee earlier, hoping to get him on at some point this week as well. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Clemson Sports Talk. Until tomorrow, as always, y'all take care now. And go Tigers!
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.